Come inside, Rabbi Sai. Have some ice cream. Have some ice cream. Enjoy. We're here to have a good time. The Eibishter's beautiful world. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, not Torah anytime. Gavashkacha Pratis and Kalan Loshin. I want to thank for the wonderful opportunity to be Mazaka the Rabbim. And I want to thank Rabbi Hachman for the ice cream. I want to thank Rabbi Burstein for the goose. We got a giant goose this time. Look at that. Look at this great goose. It's Meiridik. Everybody's available. Everybody should eat and drink. The Eibishter still likes happy people. He wants to see people enjoying themselves. Sit down and eat. I know a guy. You know what he does? When he eats a lot. Don't worry. He's always getting depressed, so he eats. So he eats. He's depressed. Go eat.
Someone told me,
yeah. Walk in, they're smiling. So, well, this is for me, the goose. This is all the goose. This is a big goose we got. This is what, oh, sure, I heard. I thought you wanted me to knock it off. I thought your opinion of me was skyrocketed. I'm ready for that. It's, David invented schnapps to make people happy. He invented ice cream. You know, I wanted to tell you that there's a ish, anoshim l'roi lahem, v'noshim l'roi, you know, in Yom Tov, everybody takes what's for him. Men have to have basav yayin, ladies have to have big deeds of items, depends where you live, this kind of clothes, ladies, and kids, players v'geizim. I hold, I don't know, you can do what you want. But I hold, we should get the candies, that's for us. I hold the candies are for us. We should change the Chas HaShalom. Not going to change the bus of a yayin, but if you really want to have Simchas Yom Tov, take some ice cream. What's wrong? You know I eat lollipops when you get 95 like me? These status. You know the Chas HaShalom. No, Rav Shach once gave... Once gave a kid a red lollipop. Yadavki gave him a red one. So they told the chaz, he says, you know, you're making the asav over there. The red, give him red. So he says, nothing wrong. I give him Davka red, Rav Shach. Red is the color they like, but it's asav. He says, the problem with asav is that he still needs a red pop. Even when, at blight, he still needs a red pop. Okay, it's okay. Nowadays, when you're depressed, go. Whatever works. So Zion Bosses is. As long as it works, it makes you happy. It's a mitzvah to be happy. Tachas Hashem le'evadetaz Hashem alikachal b'simcha. You gotta be happy no matter what. Something happened recently that depressed me. Boy, not Stam. Yeah, I think the elder knows. But it wasn't an easy one. So I asked different guys, they asked me how to respond to this. I says, you know, I saw a younger man, he never looked so happy. I says, what's that all about? He says, when you want to get depressed, you got to go the other way. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein told this to one of his talmidim who was depressed. He lost the chava. And he said, Rabbi Moshe said, what are you depressed for? I lost my chava. He says, a yid is not allowed to be depressed. You go on, weit on your stein. Now, Avraham Avinu. Okay, look. All those people that feel, Rabbi Mendel, I tried so hard with Betachin, it's not working. I tried so hard, it's not working. I tell them, maybe you're Gilgal Avraham Avinu. Didn't work for him either. I said, no, I'm afraid you're not quite his Gilgal. Because by him, it always worked. The other way, a boomerang. Eibush says, "Lech lecha mi'atzecha, vuvahira v'aretz," and then, sorry, it gets kidnapped. Isn't that nice? Listening to the having betachin mi'atzecha mi'atzecha. Watch what happens. With sorry, main Hashem irachem. As our meiser with that's now when he says, "Kachnas bintchos yichidcha shehavta," And this Nisayin, this is the best you ever had in your life. Right after the Nisayin, Akeda Saras Nifta. Isn't that nice? Avraham Avinu's Mahalach. So I have a lot of people. Maybe you're a Google of Avraham Avinu. If I would say that to somebody, it's like, please, I don't want to be. I don't know what they're going to say. Yeah. Don't give me this. You know what I said before? I said, give the rain. It's a Gemara. I believe it's Gemara says that with Ephraim, Abish the promise of marriage Israel, and now Ephraim drays him a cup. Whoa, we'll work it out. 400 shekel kesef. You know, he has to handle with this Meshuggah with Ephraim. That, he's always getting what he, and he humbles himself to Ephraim. It's yours. And that dot, wherever he turns, it's not working. Now, I'm going to tell you the secret of Ram. First of all, Bashem Beidach Avram Bakoil. One who laughs last, laughs best. Beseva Toiva. What's the lesson over there? He recovered Beseva Toiva. What? Right after Beseva Toiva, it says that he got everything he wanted. David gave him a beautiful, beautiful. In the end, he got everything. Those who hold on. And stop kvetching. Hold on. In the end, you'll be fine. What does it say by Eishes Chayil? Matishchak liyay macharein. The one who laughs last. Those who hold on, the more you hold. You know that is a medrash. I have to find that. I think it's Yaakov Shemini. Where Yaakov Avinu got together with Yosef after the end of their lives. And Yaakov said, Yosef, I once kvetched, you never kvetched, or the other way around. How did it work out? You know, someday, you're going to look back at your life. Did you kvetch when you had that in the soil, or you didn't? You know, think of it now. Are you going to have charata maybe? What I kvetch so much for? What did you kvetch? You're here to see how much are you going to kvetch. That's it. How much are you going to go saying, how come they have it easier? You were born. They're observing you from Shemayim to see what's your kvetcheritis level. How much are you kvetching? Are you the big kvetches? There you kvetches a little bit. But how much are you kvetching? You're able to say someday, I didn't kvetch nothing, Avishta. Now you're in business. And in the end, he talked about everything. He had children. You need patience. Asaph gets everything right away. Right? He had Alufim way before we had kings, right? And Yishmael is also ahead of it. They're all ahead. They have to get instant gratification. We come left, but look at us today. Jews are news. Those Jews, you know, it's not like us. The Jews are not shy. We have it all. Anyway. I would very much want to. I keep repeating this. I would tell the Yelam, daven your head off. I want to be like Avraham Avinu. Say it. Say it. Avishta wants to hear that. And I'll tell you what to say. Say, Avishta. You, more than all the others, there's a chazal. That the Avishta does kavayach, whatever that means. And he says he wishes the world would be full of Avraham Avinu. You see, the Avi still likes Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, in Slabotki, he was in the Vadig, Avraham, Reb Geshen, Reb Avraham. I once said a shot about Avraham, Reb Geshen didn't like it. He almost killed me. He sounded like he knew Avraham personally. He felt, you know, in the Vadig, it wasn't Stam. Relationship between Fir Dik and Dagris. Look, it's up to you. You want to look at it like, I'll say a pshat, and another pshat, and another pshat. They're up here, not down here, but no shakas, really. I mean, we have no shakas, you know. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes people, chepa, they don't like to say, how could you say such a thing about this godel, that godel? Okay. I'd rather go along with them, because I agree. But to a certain degree, it's not so pashat. You have to shtai. You have to shtai. You're more important than anybody. Avraham Avinu is sitting in Olam Haba. What about you? I want to be an Avraham Avinu. Avishta, he's doing fine. Now I go. And they're saying, nice Chatham. I want to be like him. Daven a lot. I want to be like the Mama Sara. I want to be like the Mama Sara. I want to tell you one of Avram's big secrets. Rav Sham Shaval Hirsch says some beautiful stuff. I should bring it in, read it word to word. Avram Avinu's life was a different style. Avram Avinu didn't live, and they lived happily ever after. Not just from the kinder, on the panuse, on the relationships. I'll forget that. That's not what you came here for. You know the Paliyot says, you came here just to marry off your kids and be a shein to eat. Motam lo shaloi nevra. You know, that's not what you're here for. You got it all wrong. Zokta sameach and tzemach is the same word, Rabbeinu Hirsch. Who said it? The Chazon Ish said, there's not a place, there's not a big enough Gan Eden for Rav Sham Shaval Hirsch. Who said that? You heard this, no? That's what they say. From the Gresta said on him. You know, Hirsch was not Jaif. There's no words to describe Sham Shaval Hirsch. He's sitting there in Olam Haba. Is he having a blast? He fought the reform. He's a heiliger mensch. He was a mechutin with my Zayda Tedesco. Anyway, what does he say? Avraham Avinu came to this world. The worst, there's no such thing as bad. He says it. His desire is the present matzav. That's my desire is to, what's happening? I forgot the lashon. It's a beautiful lashon. Like some people, they want what the matzav is. That's what I want, you know. Oh, beautiful. There you go. It won't be what I want. I want what it'll be. That's what Yid has to live. You're here to grow. You'll grow. When people hear about growth, okay, please. You're going to stay. Please. Just leave that stagging out of here. Right now, I can't get my kid into a school. You want to hear what they're calling me up all day about? 24/7? I can't make it. Right now, I can't get it. Right now, my house, they're kicking me out of the house. It's Kaseba. No. Give them all a bracha. And right now, this isn't working. Right now, Rav Ramavini wasn't looking that it should work. I was looking, I'm being tested 24/7. Am I passing that test? Am I passing this? Am I growing? Am I steiging or not? The worst thing didn't bother him. Rabbeinu Hirsch says that. It didn't bother him. So who cares? That's what Kachnas, Bindchas, Yichidcha. He's not impressed with, I'm here to be aiming on tests. When I saw this, I says, what's this Navarik business? Hirsch sounds exactly like Navarik. Exactly the same. It's not a Shita, Navarik, so many interesting people. Hirsch says exact. He puts it in a nutshell, the whole Navarik is Shita. That's why Navarik is, they say, a Shabbos table. What's Shabbos all about? So, and developed what Shabbos all about. The little kindalach are supposed to say nice pietala. And your mommy's supposed to make kugel. And tati's supposed to sing zmiris. And everyone dressed in Shabbos and daven gishmak. And zingin huwah with Torah, with zmiris. And sit and learn a base. That's Shabbos, kavaldik. It's not true. Not in Navardik. What's Shabbos in Navardik? When Beryl spills the wine right all over mommy's dress. How did you react? That's Shabbos. How did you react? Good or bad? That's the whole Shabbos. When you couldn't sleep and you got kvetchy. You got a little less kvetchy than you usually are, or not? Or when they woke you up and when your wife screamed at you or your husband screamed at you, or when at least the ice cream wasn't exactly the flavor that you wanted. Wait, I'm joking. How are you going to deal? My Adam knows me. Let me have some ice cream. 1 second. Add a breath on this. Let me ask an ice cream. Let me ask an ice cream if I say. They are good. The Abish, The Eibishter created ice cream. Ain't clean, okay. I told the kids in my class. Eibishter made ice cream. You don't appreciate that? How many people appreciate the fact that I'm so despoiled from ice cream? I'm despoiled from goose. I'm despoiled from Rabbi Golombek. I'm despoiled from Rabbi Yaffe, Rabbi Burstein, Rabbi Kanarik. I'm despoiled from Rabbi Wiener, from all these holy Jews. It's a beautiful world that he made. By the way, 12 years ago, I was on a telephone with a woman who calls me up. She's 12 years ago, I'm on the telephone. And the woman tells me that, whatever it was, when I got off the phone, I want a bracha, Rabbi Mandel. I want another kid. How many kids do you have? So far, 12. This happened 12 years ago. Now, the woman lives in Venezuela. My kids all want more children in the family. There's only 12 kids. They want the last one that was just born a few months ago should be the middle child of the family. It's a cute story. And I gave a bracha, and I'm expecting it to happen. No problem with me. The young woman, she's only 42. In my books, Sarah was 90. You know that Sfarim speak like that? Why does the ladies go mishuga if they get older? And nowadays, there's a lot of stories. I have a friend of mine. His wife gave birth at 59. His name is Goldberger. What?
First time.
59 years old. Mazel tov. Normal, healthy baby. 59. Mother and baby are fine. So why is everyone getting excited? I give a bracha, watch what happens. Anyway, before I got off the phone. No, it's okay. That was my prat. To eat in public is a big prat. Not so simple for a guy like me. I'm not supposed to eat anymore. I'm a malos. No more eating. I was out of chassidah last night. I come there, and you see, here's a seat. Doesn't someone just finish his stuff? He ate it, wasn't it? Yeah, but it's okay. No one's eating it. And I'm saying, okay, but I see there's no food for me. That's fine. So I say, I head for the pickle. That's all I really want. Schnapps, a pickle. I head for the pickle. I take a pickle. I take a bite. Then I schmooze around. Come back for another bite. And another guy started distracting me. I says, Entschuldig, a halt mitten pickle. Halt mitten pickle. I'm in the middle of the pickle. That's all I ate. Except for some wine. All I ate was the pickle because my wife's food comes first. I have to eat by them. I borrowed, first of all, just because everyone's eating, you got to eat another time. You're not yet. But I was once at a chassidah through a wine cramps. I was smoozing with him. And he slept me along in Barpak. That's the Gerach Hasidim. One of these chassidahs that they know how to do it. Doesn't cost them a penny. Doesn't look like they're on the ball, Meshuggahim, everybody. The chasanas, it looked like it was very small, and this one guy had a band. I don't even know if there was a guy there, just pressed the button and the machine, and it was good. It was beautiful, and there was a great, it didn't have a, it was a little small place in Borough Park, and he told me to come along. First, it was interesting. He says, come eat. Now, he ordered a second bowl of soup. I held that was a prop. He did something else that I'm not going to say in public, which I held was also a prop. But that, he ordered another bowl and says, go eat. Now I call an animus with the sauce, and I was worried. He was like, go eat. Go eat. K.S. Don't bother me. He was like, Navadi is like, relax. Delta Sir. But I don't know the chassan, I don't know who you have to know. Each guy thinks you're from the other side. I've done that. I blundered into a chassan knowing nobody, and everybody I didn't know a soul. Oh, yeah, oh, I didn't know that he had. Yeah. It's good. I make myself comfortable. Go eat, you know. You go inside. Hey, excuse me. You left me out. Tell the waiter. If we go. Pastor Hamish. Nevada is a very big item. A full snake came to Lakewood. He didn't know a word of Yiddish. A word of English. A word of nothing. All he knows is Hebrew. And he comes in. And he's a Sephardi. First, he was never an American in his life. And I left him by the alumni area. I met them all. Because I came back. He came half an hour later to pick him up. He says, what'd you do in this half hour? He says, he went upstairs. He saw there was a Sheva Brachas. So he goes right over to the Bali Simcha. He introduces himself. And he says, you want to hear a speech? Yeah. And he made a speech in front of everybody. First day in America. He doesn't know a word of English, word of Yiddish, nothing. In Hebrew, he made himself a speech. He drank L'chaim with everybody there. His first day, he's not. This is America. This is a different country, different. That's what you're doing. You know, in Nevada, you know, what's sadna, diara, chadhu? It's all the same. You know, I met a group of Spanish guys. A Spanish guy, same kind of type of cover that we do. So he's a Spanish type of kinna and taiva and covet. There's a Russian type. We're all the same boat. People look at, you know, Robin Miller says, this guy's somewhere in one of these islands way out in the Pacific, some of these crazy places for a vacation. And he's riding a cart home. And there's one of these mosquitoes from this way out tropical places stings him right here. And the blood's coming down, out, and he writes a postcard, wish you were here. Yeah, right. Rabbi Bella. It was a chizik vacation, because they build up everything. Oh, it's okay, you can take a vacation. But where am I holding? I says, I have 12 kids. I says, I apologize, I didn't stand up for you. A woman with 12 kids, she's a joke. Not in my books. Far from a joke. I had a guy sitting right here with his wife. Whatever. What are you doing? A simple guy. Running a car. Yeah. How many years? 20 years. I stopped. You're running 20 years in Carol? And you're not walking around like feeling, you know, like, wow. 20 years in Carol. People have no appreciation of themselves. They have no appreciation. But wow. It's a mess, Mitzvah. Come inside. The crones are here. The best, the sweetest guys have arrived. And come inside. Everyone here is sweet. L'chaim. No more. Anyway. You don't appreciate yourself. A malamed was nifta. Ah, you should have a list of your name. You know what a malamed is? You know what a malamed is? I know those guys. A malamed? You know how hailing a malamed is? It's talking not a joke. A guy 20 years, 30 years, 40 years a malamed. A Ben Taira, or the best of them, a guy wandering around going nowhere in his life and getting no jobs and no popularity. He's way ahead of everyone else. Don't look for trouble. About Baal Yisurim, you know how big he is? People have no chivas for anything. Everything's, yeah, why not? By the way, they were talking about, when they talk about him, speaking about a certain Adam Gadol, how great he is, and he's this, and he's that. And I said, you know, I'm also pretty decent. And I started talking about myself. And how good I am? You don't know nothing. I tell you, my Adam called me years ago. He said, you know what I heard about you? I said, don't believe a word. I'm much better than whatever you heard about me. But I'm a gewaltig good guy. I'm a tzaddik. I'm an oivid. I'm an elach mensch. By the way, I don't know what you guys think of this, but by me, I try means big time. In my books, you know, I don't care what you guys think. In my books, I try this. I would like to finish us. I would like to be holding more in this madriga. I would like to have Ruach HaKodesh. And I'd like to have Giliot. Now, nobody believes me. They all hold I had it a long time ago. That's it. Anyway. But it's okay. I'd like not to have so much honor from the cover that I'm getting. You know, I'd like that big by me. It's not like that. But I started raving over what a great guy I am. You know how fantastic I am? You know what I toy for Klal Yisrael? You have no idea how big I am. The other one has no idea. So did everyone laugh when I do that stuff. I have a kasha. It says, a chaybal b'yatzmai is worse than a chaybal in someone else. Right? It's a kabbalah. You can't damage your body. You have no right to do that. It's an aveira. Chaybal b'yatzmai. It's worse than doing it to someone else. Chaybal b'yatzmai says, a suicide is worse than a murderer. Yourself? You jump? You have an achrayus. You go first. Your own life? You dare not do that. You dare not puncture yourself or whatever, you hurt yourself. Chaybal b'yatzmai is worse than chaybal other people. Killing is worse. So if ever you, I see everybody I know, that guy's a masmid. You see the way they talk? He's unusual. He's a matuyan, this guy. And that guy, they always talk about everyone else. I say, did you ever talk about yourself? Okay, come on, don't, that's not. Talk about him. But me, what do you mean? What about you? Would you ever have chayecha kaidman? You have a chiyuv to recognize your own greatness first. What are you reading books about all the tzaddiki ador? What about you? Why don't you write a book about yourself? Now I want to tell you something. Somebody came over to me and started telling me shvachas about a big gadol. So I told him, I'm in the middle of being a shabbat myself. It's bittel shvachatzmi. You know, it's bittel. You know, bittel tayr. You ever hear bittel tayr? You don't be mavatel me. It's bittel shvachatzmi. I want to tell you something. If people would really, really, really do that and be done themselves lekaps chus, the breast of us say constantly be done yourself lekaps chus. You have it in life. It's so hard. It's a proof. It's a truth. It's so hard to do that stuff. But Daniel, your Jehovah is out to kill. He's out to put you down. Is he going to war? He'll get you on the rebound. Yeah, this. But now I really got you. They're not there. That's awesome. You know what Chazal say about this? What you just did now? You just got angry. You Rav Nosson said you lost your whole neshama. You know what that is? You know what this is? That's real. Now I'm telling you, I mention this quite often about how the Germans lost World War II. They lost it in two battlefronts. They lost it in Egypt, and they lost it in France. In France, they didn't concentrate their efforts in Normandy, which was the main battlefront. And that's where they lost, because they focused their energies in the wrong battle. And in El Alamein, which is Egypt, no? They were involved in a different place, but they, according to their spies were off the wall. And they were tricked. Abishtuk took care of them. They focused the wrong place. They lost the war. Your battle, number one battle today. First of all, the ideal is ligand learning. Don't look for trouble. If you can do that, and everything's working. I don't look to complicate life. It's not so easy for everybody to learn Musa so much. But so many of us, the main battle is, I'm a great guy. And don't you dare tell me different. And the more you feel different, the more it's a proof that you're gewalding. I don't care what the Welt says. Yeah, but people look at me like a Nebuchadnezzar. I'm a quiet guy. I don't have a person. I'm not really such a masked. I don't really understand the sugya. I don't really treat my wife the way I should. Even the kids say I'm not so this. And even that. You've got millions of negative messages. And I saw the Shavish of the hand. Have a labolin! Don't believe one of them. Not one, but this is really, no. Don't be from. You know what they did in Slobodka? You want to take a tour on some Musa? I have it right here. Now, in Slobodka, they could do the worst Averis in the world, and it didn't mean a thing. Why is that? That's why Slobodka produced all the G'dayli Yisrael. Come inside, make yourself at home. Everybody's welcome. The more covered, the better. Come, push, the Rebbe has to be out of the way. The Rebbe, push, the, Rick the Tish! Like, say, Rick the Tish. I need room for my Gabayim also. I have very expensive Gabayim. I don't recommend you come to me these days. My Gabayim are starting to pocket. They're starting to get smart. You got a big rabbi here. Let's cash in. I'm joking. Anyway. What was I talking about? Where am I up to now? Anyway. Who? Slabotke, Reb Aaron, Reb Yaakov, Reb Ruderman. You know what they produced in Slabotke? All the Gdeli Yisrael, Chetzel Sarna, Slabotke made it. He turned around Gans Klai Yisrael, the whole Torah world. Thanks to him, by the way, if you know the history. Tells owes them everything. The Mir owed them everything. He sent this Reb Leiz Yudel there. You know what they said? When he made a Shidduch with his son, Reb Leiz Yudel, and Reb El Yibarach Kameh, the Rav of the Mir, that was chessmate. Shachmat. Checkmate. On Mir, you're finished. I'm taking over. The Alta brought Musa into Mir. As soon as he got his man, his own son, who was a Matsuyan, he married the Rav of Mir's daughter. He said it was a political move. He wanted to get the Mir into Musa. If you weren't into Musa, it was over. It was over. That was the matzah of those days. And he, as soon as he got a son in there, so he doesn't come alone. From Slabotki, he brings all his buddies. And they make it a big takeover. And they turn Mir into a Musa yeshiva. Or they had their own style. Then they got Reb Yerucham in there. The whole Mir is thanks to the Altam and Slabotki. And the hotels, if you know the history, he turned over the whole Torah world. Thank the ultimate Slabotka who had a Shita. You did an Aveira? It never happened. I did an Aveira. It's going to drown you. Your Aveiras drown your whole productivity. I heard this from the Talmud of Branovich. And the Mashkiach of Branovich was an Avardiger who was Bishol Yaakov Luchansky. And he kept telling me, sure, Meira, get out of the mud. What are you putting? So I did an Aveira. I have no time for that. You know what the Kosker Rebbe said? Ich will nicht meine Tamidim soll nicht tun kein Aveiris. Ich will meine Tamidim soll nicht tun kein Zeit zu tun Aveiris. Who has time to get involved with Aveiris? It's going to kill you. It's going to get you. Matsumtum, I did this. You could turn over the world. You know who you are. There's so much talent that you don't even know about. Go out there and do something. First thing is hold from yourself. That's Aleph. Now I'm going to tell you, I've been writing. This hashl of a fella. This happened to me several years ago. I had a Talmud in my class. Nice kid, a little bit, jumpy a little. Vahi hayin. A fellow Malamed told me, that kid, oh, he's going to dance on you. He didn't mean any bad. This guy's going to drive you up a wall, and he's going to drive you crazy. As soon as he said that, my opinion of that boy went down. And he immediately started acting like that. On the same day. I never had that before, Daddy. He was a lot. I saw there was a little bit, but it wasn't so terrible. Do you know what words can do? You say, you do it, the thoughts. You think of a person, a negative thought. You're killing him without saying anything. Don't do that stuff. You know what you can do if you praise somebody? You know, you can build a Rav Hutna. Used to be non-stop praising. I remember once somebody was learning Beinaz Manim. He was learning by himself in Chaim Berlin, place empty, and he was learning. Rav Hutna came up with his chevra, and he takes a look, he's learning. Yetz lernst du eichet Chaim! And Chaim blushed. Rav Hutna was loaded. Compliments. People are stingy. Compliment. Lay it on thick. Compliment. You got to compliment. But I believe, compliment yourself. Hayecha kaimin. I'm not supposed to nobody. It's so hard. That's the truth. But you got to be so keen. Give yourself a stempel. I tell everybody. Write in your notes. I am the star of my family. I'm the pair of the Weinbergs. I don't care what anybody thinks. My big sister's really, my brother's the one that's the this. Nah, don't give me that garbage. I am the star of the family. I hold everyone should do that. And if your brother does it, it's fine. You don't have to look at his notes. And he doesn't have to look at your notes. But you have to hold, you own the world. I know people who do these things that with time, miraculous things happen. There's little notes. I have stories of my notes. I just wrote something. And the next day, Adam, it came true. Like, hey, I was just kidding. You don't know the power of words. It doesn't have a power. Once I had a very, very serious matzah. And I was mamish like, I really blew it. I did something wrong. And I wanted to kvetch to the Abish. Instead of kvetching, I started saying, I know it's going to be a Yeshua Gedolah. And I kept saying it. I took a ride to the lake. And I spent an hour saying how good everything is instead of kvetching. I came home. There was a major turnaround in the whole situation. Whatever happened, somebody was supposed to come. And if he would have come at a certain time, it would have turned around the whole whatever. And I just went, whatever. And I just, thanks a lot. And I'm so happy. Everything's working out. As soon as I came home, I got the message. He just changed his plans. Like, as soon as you talk positive. Now, Rabbi Shai, this is very, very, very important. I have seen Bata Midrasha. Somebody made a remark about a certain base medrash. They're a little not so this, not so whatever. I have witnessed, I used to do that too. Oh, those guys, yeah. Oh, they're making a base medrash. They think they own the world. Whatever you have on them. You hear this? Or they're not the real thing. Or they're this, they're that. You know how many times there's a certain base medrash that the big shots, or they're this, they're too this, they're too that, they're too, they're not. I come to that base medrash years later. The Shekhinah is in that base medrash. I noticed that something's going on. They got a chash of a rub. I don't know what happened. I felt it. Give a guy a chance. There's an out-of-town community that I was offered a job there to go to. I wouldn't go there for a million years because whatever. And I came there years later. I was so spoiled. I saw Balabatim speaking and learning and harving. I saw Sajir Shemayim. I saw the places. Give them a chance. Never look down at anybody. Give them a chance. Have savlanas. Let them grow up. So he bought himself a house that's not so, okay, maybe his taka isn't, I'm not, whatever it is. Give the guy a chance to grow up. So he acts a little funny and says the Mashkiach of Lakewood, give yourself a chance too. Have savlanas with yourself. I'll grow out of it. Rabbi said, I'm only 85 and a half. There's plenty of hope for me. I'm joking. But that part, I'm not joking. There's hope. Remember the Mashkiach Zatzal? He told me he's looking forward to his 60th birthday, that he's going to start. Now we're going to start moving. Age is no factor. Always be positive. This. Give yourself a chance. Let people grow out of it. Some of these people, he's a real American. This. Leave a guy alone. You know what's going on in him? Now, I'm not telling you to go do things that maybe aren't so right. I don't know. But I don't get involved in you don't know. You know nothing about anybody. But he acts so crazy. He's too firm. So leave him alone. You know where he's coming from? Come inside. Did he need you up yet? Come on. Anyway. Any room? No room? Okay. Anyway. So, you got to give people a chance to grow out of the Mishigasin, to get older, and give yourself a chance. Shlomo Feifel once told me this. You have to have a... I'm trying to read my handwriting over here. I don't know why I started writing. I'll tell you, I was writing this. So I'm supposed to tape myself on small... I have small pieces. So for that, I wanted to know. So I wrote it down. So since I wrote it down, I have it for me. So this is the first time I have a loss from what I'm going to say. Why? Because usually I'm Semach on the Yebishter. Like, and everything works. I never have to worry. This time, I'm Semach on the book. oh, what do I write next? What do I do next? And that's why I'm all confused. What should I say next? That's something. That's something. Sometimes not being Masudah, there's a reason I'm not telling you not to be Masudah Dick. But if you are not Masudah, don't make away with not being Masudah. There's a Mila. You know what Rav Aaron Kreiser said about the Polish Yidden? The more not Masudah, the better. That's what he said. The more Tzotomel, the better. There's a certain Rebbe, everybody knows, and the Rebbe says, Tish is starting at 12 o'clock. No one even dreams of walking in before 2. That's the way. I'd rather don't do well with that stuff. But it's fine if you're not Masudah. Anything wrong with you, there's a positive side to it. Don't be in a spoil. So I'm not Masudah. I'll tell you the famous story. It must be it. I was caught on the road. It was dark and I had a flat tire. And I don't have a car. I don't have a telephone. So I'm knocking on doors. Goyim, you know, the strange place. Knock on doors. Can I use the telephone? Excuse me. No. Answer is no. Next door. Can I use the telephone? I have a flat tire. And I kept going door to door. Nobody wants to let me in. I don't blame him. And nowadays, who knows this guy with a white beard? Maybe he's Bin Laden's cousin. since Bin Laden, I want to tell you, before Bin Laden came, they used to check my wife 10 times over. And me, they let me go right away. When by the plane, you know, when they check you out. So they... My wife used to get checked 10 times and me, I would go right after the Bin Laden mice, it reversed. My wife, you can go, oh, this guy, okay. let's check him out. A guy with a beard, uh-oh. What's going on here? You going to blow up? What's coming up next? Bin Laden killed all the beards. Whatever a beard was worth, thanks to Bin Laden, it ain't worth much these days. Anyway, so because if you're not Masudah Dik, the good Zach, don't feel bad. Try to improve. I daven a lot. Try to improve, but if you're not Masudah Dik, what's so terrible? Has a Mila. Oh, so these people, so finally, I knocked on the door. I figured, I made a judgment. None of these guys want to let me in. Because they're nice and neat, organized, you know, the lawn is done well, and everything is neat, nice fence, whatever. This guy looks like a slob. One guy looked like a slob. I figured, let me try him. He doesn't seem to care too much. There's cinder blocks floating around. There's a broken bike on the lawn. Take your bike, say, take my stuff. And he's asking, what's his name? Oil Pestle is going to put out this. Help him out if you want to take one of these. Take, they're in the boxes. Take, Rabbi say, take all the boxes. Give the rah, Rabbi say, give the rah. The plots. Room for everybody. Anyway, so I see this guy looks like a shlamazel. I figured a shlamazel is not going to be like one of those, you know. I'm not going to do it. Can I use your phone? Sure. You see that? The guy that's everything has a Mila. Everything, always see the Tzad Mila, whatever's going on in your life. Now, when I walk into a store, what I usually do is, first of all, I want you to know, everything is up to you. Everything is up to your emunah. It's up to you. Now, it's the week of Chayasara. Years ago, I used to take a week like this, Shidduchim. And I used to learn the parasha Shidduchim. And things used to happen. It's Shidduchim. It's up to you. I made it. It's up. Now, I once on Tisha B'Av, I held Tisha B'Av. There was a serious Shalom Bayis situation taking place. And I says, Eibishter, those Kruvim on Tisha B'Av, you know, all the time the Kruvim used to look at each other to show Hashem loves us. 40 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they turned away to show Hashem was upset. Expect the Churban. On Tisha B'Av, they went back. They hugged each other, which never happened before. So, that's Chazal. Sai says, Eivishter, today's Tisha B'Av. Make this husband and wife who were killing each other, and that day there was a Yeshua in that area. And that was my Mephis. Why? Because I believe that Tisha B'Av is a good day. I decided it's good. You want to hear a story? A true story? This lady, she had a baby who was born. And the baby never stopped crying since the day he was born. And they went to all the doctors and they couldn't figure out. There's no reason. And the kid crying and crying and crying and crying and crying. And it's weeks and weeks, the parents are going out of their minds and they're starting to get angry at the kid. You know, this kid, you can't live with him. And finally, the mother's walking in the street. Kutaranu! Mother's walking in the street. Come on, let me push again. Makes a good impression. My second push. My second push. Okay. See you guys? You know what's going on here? I'm a popular guy. Ooh, come inside. What's a popular guy? Popular guy's a Dimian. A popular Dimian. You have to be a popular guy. Where does that say? Where does it say? You know, Robert Miller speaks about extrovertism. He makes a joke out of it. You know that? In this world, if you're outgoing, teenage girls, I once saw a book, How to Get Teenage Girls to Be More Outgoing. You know, I heard in the Vardy, my daughter was, I'm talking about Shidduchim. Hishketa zeh tov. Rabbi Kreiser tried to read me Shidduchim for my daughters. And he had this bacha that never opened his mouth since it. And he says, "Das ist ein guter Bacher." I'm like, still, they didn't. This is an American thing. Everybody got to be a blabbermouth, unless you're in Nevada. That's different. It's a whole shita. Covet, Sarah, Rabbi Sai. But it develops, makes you a sugar. It's all covet. Everyone's looking for covet. You have to be outgoing. And you have to talk a lot. What's wrong if you're a quiet guy? Where does it say? You shouldn't be a quiet guy. By the way, I'll tell you something about the noisy guys. They're nechso and einas dvorim. In Kass, in Gaiva, they think they own the world because they have a personality. Okay, don't look down at all the loudmouths. I'm pretty loud myself, so I'm going to push down. But if a guy is not loud, he has so much more kedusha. You know that? People who are quiet, how many averis they're not doing because they're a quiet type? Stay like that, unless you're coming to Navardi. There's a whole program to bring you out. All right. Whatever the matzav is, you have to hold. That's the best thing in the world. You have to be satisfied. Where is I? Who? Baby's crying. Great. So the baby's crying and the father and the mother are climbing the walls. How do you get this kid to stop crying? Ready for this one? The mother's walking in the street and she sees a paper, a blettel of a chumash. She says, oh, I think she's a Sephardi lady in Yerushalayim, I think this happened. Ribono shel olam, zeh hadaf me'atanach, zeh yatzil et haben, so this is going to do the job. She goes over to the blettel, puts it under the pillow, the baby stops, and it was over. The father comes home a few hours later, and he says, what'd you do? What happened? She says, I took hadaf from the chumash. I found in the street a written, ripped out page, and I picked it up. I said, "Ribono shel olam," and I stuck it under the pillow. There it is. So the father said, "I got to see that dot." It takes out the dot. It was the Tosafot. If you don't be good, Hashem will punish you. Will give you all tzaris. Yalchut based on mikdash. You won't be. You break up, shaking up and down. That page saved a kid's life. Because she believed it's going to save, it's going to work. I don't care what you believe. You believe it's going to work. The cat in the well. Famous Gemara. Chazal. Cat in the well. They believed in the cat in the well. Boom. You're a miser. The boy and the girl. You're a miser. Very fine. Whatever you believe. So it's up to you. You could make yourself a mammon. I believe that a Musa Seder, that I have no hergish, I'm talking, works, it's gonna work. But you got to keep working on believing. It's sometimes you'll see instant results. I have stories and stories. I believe that a small tefillah without any kavana works. I believe it works. I had a few cases. I just barely opened my mouth. And boom, I had a Yeshua. It's hard because the Yitzhar is, no, you gotta go 40 days to the Kessel to get this and get that. You know, you can get what you, if you, it's up to you. Make yourself a tumim. Be mispal. Abishna, be mispal. Be mispal to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Help me be a tumim. The best thing in the world is be tumimus. So you get smart. You mess up. You get so bad. It might not work. And it did something bad the other day. Yeah, very so next mess you up. Yeah, in horror. Somebody, I did something bad, Ben. I'm a chaveder. I want to tell you something. I have a sefer on Betachim. It's called, I forget what it's called. Tach Bashem, something like that. The sefer is packed with everybody's in there. Every Rishon, Achron, Chazal, Sfardim, everybody's in there. Shem Ramulim, the Alta Benavari, Rav Desla. Everyone's in there. Sefer Chochmo Musaf from Entebbe, big Sfardish Gadol. And the Menor Samach Amor is in there. Sefer Ikram is in there. The Maspik, the Rambam Son is in there. The Chavisabob is in there. Ramban is in there. And Chazal's galore. Everyone's packed into that Sefer. And many of them are Talika, the breath of in there, the Gra, the small Likutim of what he wrote. Somebody wrote only one page on Betachim, so they put it in there. Kamat, every single sefer, if he writes anything about Betachim, the first thing he says is, Afilu Rasha Baitea Bashem Chesed Yisayvenu. That's number one. That is the number one Yisayin. You could beat a bum's bum, and you're gonna get the biggest mileage in the world. I made a dick. I feel a rush of it there by Hashem. Chesed Yisrael Mavenu. You're going to be surrounded with chesed. The worst bum. Forget about your Averis. It will not make a difference this much. You'll get anything you want. I don't care who you are. I told you about Jose. You know the story about Jose? You heard about Jose? The Elam heard about Jose already. We had two shkatzim that worked in YTT. One's name was Balshatzar. So anyway, okay, let's, Jose had to get rid of his drinking problem. He was gonna go into the garbage can. And he couldn't control himself. He was addicted. Mamisha, like, no, not stump. So he told me the story, Jose. And one day I says, God, I can't do this myself, God. He comes from Honduras. God, you're the only one who can help me. The next day, Jose's walking in the street, and suddenly someone taps him on the shoulder. Jose, Alcoholics Anonymous, one of these clubs, they cure you like this, and the rest is history. So I say, a guy could do that. And I know a guy in Kedusha had problems. Nothing helped. He used to beg Hashem. He had trouble with Shemir Sinai. He couldn't control himself. And he used to daven and daven. Same guy. Until one day, he says, Abishta, the Malay Kodesh Baruch Hu, Israel, Yahweh, you have to get involved. And from that day on, boom, a new person. You got to know what to say. Listen to me, everybody. Ask the Abishta, what should I say to get what I want? Keep asking. I just did it today. I need money. For my Bethel, there are my